Morning, Ireland. 18 minutes to 8. Shocked. Everyone is shocked. People who liked him and people who hated his guts. That's the view of an Irish citizen in Lebanon this morning on the death of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. Wissam Abdel Samad moved back to Lebanon in 2019. He'd lived here for 12 years in Cork and Dublin and worked as a teacher. He'd escaped Lebanon in 2007 after the war there the previous year. Now he's displaced again from Beirut to the town of Bakline in the Chouf district in Mount Lebanon. Kian McCormack spoke to Wissam last night. He began by asking him why he'd gone back to Lebanon in 2019.
So many different reasons, but my parents were getting old and the situation in Dublin, specifically with the crisis, with the housing crisis in Dublin, it was impossible for someone like me to buy a house there.
So you've worked in Lebanon for the past 5 years. Everything has changed now.
Yes. According to the Prime Minister of Lebanon, we have over 1 million displaced people all over the country. Now, as a county, there is around 100,000 displaced people in this region.
And does it have the infrastructure to take that number of people?
The whole country again does not have the infrastructure for any kind of crisis.
So what do you see on the ground?
Let me start by the road. People spent 2 days on the road to reach the Chouf Mountains, even though that this is a 1 hour drive in the car. Israel was bombing. People did not have water for 2 days, they did not have food for 2 days. When they arrived here, the only spaces that could take them in were the public schools.
So is that how you're involved, that the schools are open and you're an educator? So you're providing some kind of help for these people, is it?
Yes, actually, it's more as for now, we needed to provide people with the minimum that can make them survive for a few days. And they are just kind of few people who gathered and started collecting donations like clothes, mattresses, blankets, pillows, because the schools had nothing. People spent their first night on the ground. And now we started providing people with food. We're just giving from our own houses. We are knocking on doors, asking people to just give us anything that they can. But the needs are going to increase with time. The government has no plan. It's funny. Mm-hmm. The parties in Lebanon try to provide at the beginning for their people, if you want. But then after the assassination of Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, they disappeared as well. People are left to their own devices in here. The situation is getting dire.
Can I ask you about the assassination of Hassan Nasrallah?
Nasrallah, yeah. Yes.
How is his killing viewed in Lebanon?
It is a shock. People went hysteric on the streets yesterday when they announced it. Where the displaced people are in the Chouf, in the schools, you can hear the screams. People were like hysteric. It's because this man managed, regardless if you agree with his politics or you don't, or regardless if you are a friend or a foe, this man managed to gather people around his character, around his charisma, about a certain kind of safety that his presence kind of provided to Lebanon. With him gone, now the whole country is exposed. Now they are talking about an Israeli land invasion. He wasn't only a national figure or a figure just for his own people or the Shiite Muslims. Also, he was a national figure. He was kind of a respected man in Lebanese politics. People used to wait for him to talk, to know what the next steps are. And he was an international figure as well in the Arab world. And even though, like in Lebanon, we have a lot of people who do not agree with his politics, or the role that he has been playing, a lot of people as well do not like him. But it was a shock for everyone, for those who are his supporters and for those who hated his guts.
Let's talk about yourself. How have you been impacted by the events of the past week?
I was displaced myself, so I live very close to the southern suburb of Beirut.
You're now in the mountains. It's a safer area. How do you feel today? Are you afraid?
Yes, because just yesterday, Israel bombed the Chouf region. They bombed a village just next to mine, which is another 5 minutes drive.
Will you move again?
If need be, yes.
But where do you move to?
I don't know, the north of Lebanon.
So as you're helping people in this safe area or safer area, you're considering that maybe you'll have to move along with the people you're helping?
Yes, yes. The country is exposed, Cian.
You are in the position that you are an Irish citizen. The Irish government is now advising Irish citizens to leave Lebanon immediately. Are you planning to leave?
When they come to evacuate us, I might, yeah.
Well, it says that if the situation deteriorates, it may be limited in assistance that it can provide.
To be honest, again, see, the way when you are in the middle of what's going on and you know the amount of people that they are relying on you, I'm not only talking about the displaced people who are here, but also my extended family, right? You don't think, my head is really elsewhere. You don't have the luxury of thinking.
But what would you say to the Irish government today then?
Now, this is something I thought about. We are being killed by Israeli aggression. They are targeting civilians. Speak up. Speak up. The silence of all of these countries, all of these governments around the world is killing us. If you want me to ask for one thing of the Irish people, of the Irish government, is speak out. Speak up. Our voices are not heard.
Wissam Abdel Samad speaking to Cian McCormack. It is now 12 minutes to 8.